Right now, let's bring in Pat Pagano. Meet the forecast. Hey, Pat.
I'm here. How are you?
Well, you know, I went to the city yesterday. And right. It was like 75 to 80 on the way down and cloudy. And most of the day in the city, except for a few breaks, it was cloudy and about 80 degrees. A few breaks of sun here and there. But on the way back, right by Brewster, New York, the sun came out, 86 degrees all the way to the house. Listening to the radio station, sounded great. Go by the radio station on the way home, sounds great. I get home, radio station's off the air. Off the air, Pat.
No.
So something happened with our switcher, right? So I was home and I was trying to fix it remotely. I couldn't. So I substituted late night programming, which was so we had something on the air. And I got in here this morning. And, you know, you just can't figure computers out. I got in here an extra half hour early. And it took me about 30 minutes to retrace all the steps and follow everything from one end to the other. And finally found out that what happened was a USB port malfunctioned on the main computer. Mm-hmm. I eventually just unplugged the USB port, put it back in, fix.
How did you figure that out?
Well, because I started with all the connections at the switcher first, and they all worked fine. And I manually was using the switcher manually, and it worked fine. And I tried to use it off the computer, and it didn't work fine. And so then you have to trace the line to see that the connection to the switcher doesn't have any breaks in it, especially if you have cats in the studio. Mm-hmm. So I had to go under the counter and I followed the line all the way up, and it was in one piece. It was fine. And so then I disconnected the computer from the switcher and I used the switcher, and the switcher worked fine again. So I said, okay, it's got to be something in the computer. That's how I figured it out. But it took me, like, probably would have taken a professional radio engineer about 7 minutes, but it took me about 35 minutes.
Well, that's interesting you say that because, as you know, yesterday I was having big-time problems with my email program. Okay. I was able to write, you know, outgoing, but if you emailed me, I wouldn't see it. Strangely enough, I called Anthony Martella, our weekend meteorologist, because I know he has the program on his cell phone as well. And I said, Anthony, what's the last email that you saw come into Metro Weather? He said, oh, that was, you know, 2 o'clock this afternoon. I said, well, the last one that I have was July 1st. He goes, uh-oh. I said, I'm not seeing it here. He said, all right, Pat. He said, when I get home, I'll go into the network and compare and see what's going on. In the meantime, I couldn't wait any longer, so I called Mike Merrin. Yeah. And he had me do a couple of things that did not resolve it. So he said when he got home, he was going to look into it. I said, okay, fine. Then I start getting calls from radio stations. You have a problem with your feeds. Now, did you notice anything with your feeds?
No.
Okay, interesting. Some of the feeds that went out yesterday afternoon were terrible. They were gobbled. It sounded like I was a chipmunk. And yet, you had no problem, Marshall, because obviously if you did, you would have called me.
Yeah.
So I had to start redoing all the feeds. All right, I'm thinking to myself, okay, fine. So I got that resolved. Then I started updating the Mets because they were playing with the Yankees last night at Citi Field. And I'm updating and just telling them, so far, not a problem. I told them toward the end of the evening, there could be some light showers in the area because of what I see coming down from the Poconos. All right, so now Anthony calls me, and I said, Anthony, there's really no need for you to do anything because Mike's going to get on. He goes, well, let me just come in there. He goes, let's change a couple of things. So he goes in there and tells me what to do, and he goes, you know, let's retype that password, blah, 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 blah. Bingo. All the emails start flooding in. So I said, what do you think? He said, a corrupted password. He said, and that fixed the problem. So I emailed Mike. Okay, great. Take a deep breath. Go to have dinner. Come back. Update the Mets. You see the showers getting closer. Going to send them an update. They're in the ninth inning, by the way.
Yeah.
Now I have no service. No phones. No internet. Everything down. Reach for my cell phone. Call Verizon. He's telling me to do a couple of things. Not working. Half hour later, he says to me, find the power source. of the Verizon box behind the wall unit in the weather center in a space that that half of me could squeeze into. I find it, unplug it, plug it back in, bingo, everything's working. Yeah. That was my night.
Oh, so you had a, you had something similar than I did.
Yes. So that was my night, folks. And I'll tell you, it never ends. I went out, you know, it was too late. At that time, the Mets had won. Right. So I could not brief them. They were obviously trying to get through because I saw their email this morning, but I wouldn't see their email last night. Well, we didn't have the internet. So I wrote to Verizon and asked them if there's a possibility of having a backup. If I wanted to do that, what I would have to do, Marshall, is what? Actually bring in another line from Verizon, a separate line?
Yeah, but you can't do, if you're going to do a backup, do a backup with some other server. Service.
Different service, okay. Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you have, like AT&T has a, you could do a backup where you get one of those Wi-Fi things that operates off a cell tower. Do you get good cell service at your house?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, so you get one of those cell things where it gives you Wi-Fi just on the cell service. It'll cost you like $35-$40 a month. Right. But it's just there as a backup. And that way you can switch your internet. You can, on your computer, you can go to the
Wi-Fi.
Yeah, Wi-Fi. And that way you always have a backup.
Oh, that's a great idea. Right. Well, let me ask you a question. Since I have a different service for my home phone, would I be able to do that now?
Who does your home phone?
Optimum.
Yes, you can do it through Optimum, yes. Absolutely.
Yep. Leave it up to Marshall. Yep. I just have to go into my network settings and change it, right?
You just change which service you're using when you have that problem.
To Wi-Fi, and they'll look for the signal and grab it. Okay, yep. Good. Thank you. That resolves that problem. Now, weather-wise, folks, there's no problems.
Yes.
That's why we've been talking about all this nonsense. The only day that will offer any problems to your outdoor activities will be Saturday. We will have sunny, very warm, moderately humid weather today, 90. It'll be partly cloudy in the mid-60s tonight. Your July 4th, hazy, very warm, humid, 90. Friday, partly cloudy. There could be a late-day thunderstorm. What's the probability? About 30%. So most of your Friday's fine, 85 to 90. Then Saturday's the problem when the cold front comes in. Showers and thunderstorms firing up in the afternoon, middle 80s. By Sunday, a breath of fresh air. The humidity drops, partly sunny, and the highs in the low 80s on Sunday. So we are really looking. When you talk about 4 days, that most people are taking 4 days, one of the 4 days will have some showers and thunderstorms. The other three, virtually no rain at all.
And those are just pop-up if you happen to be in a 30% of the area.
Right. If you get something on Friday, that's going to be late in the day, more specifically Friday night. And then again, as the front comes down from the northwest on Saturday, I guarantee you, even though the Severe Storm Prediction Center is not saying anything right now, I guarantee you we're all going to be under the risk of severe weather on Saturday.
Okay.
So stay tuned and, you know, keep your radio here. But, you know, we can update this again. Marshall, I'm here Friday.
You're all right. All right. Pat's in on Friday.
I'm here on Friday, so we update the whole weekend. On Friday again, that we can get more specific. Tomorrow I'm going to send Marshall my morning feeds, and then after that, I will make my special dessert, and I will bring it to my friend Anthony. He's having a barbecue. I am making something brand new.
What do you make?
That you would probably love. It's called, don't be deceived by the name, it's called a pretzel salad, but it is very popular in Delaware. It is made with strawberry jello, frozen strawberries. The crust, the bottom is crushed pretzels, sugar and butter. It also has cream cheese and whipped topping. And it all goes in a casserole dish. And it gets refrigerated. And then you cut it and eat it. And I'm told, I've never had it, I'm told it is out of this world.
And probably increases your cholesterol. If it's good,
that's what Marshall's worried about, his cholesterol.
If it's good, it's bad. You know that.
I'll give you a review on that on Friday. Let you know what I think about it. If it's really that good, I'll send you the recipe and you can post it on the website for our listeners.
All right. Hey, have a good fourth, and we'll speak to you on Friday.
You do the same. Bye, Marshall.
Take care, Pat. Pat Pigano this morning in the Weather Center with the check on our tri-state forecast.